Welcome to the First State Montessori Academy Public Board meeting today on Thursday, February 23rd. I am calling our meeting to order at 6:08 p.m. My name is Megan Newberry. I am the board chair, and I would like to start off our evening with asking our secretary, Lauren Holland, to do roll call. Please note that we are currently meeting in the lower school at First State Montessori Academy with one team member joining online.
Okay, so I'm just going to go in order, starting with Matt. Well, everyone's just going to go in a circle.
Got it.
So, I was going to say names. I was going to have everyone say their own names.
Matt Petron here.
Becky Phillips.
Shannon Tumalo.
Megan Newberry.
Janine Salamone.
Kristen Gideon.
Lorraine Holland.
Annabelle O'Malley.
Sarah Nagel.
And Kim Lopez joining on the phone.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks, Kim. Next on the agenda, we have public comments. We currently do not have any members joining us at the anchor location here at the school. Shannon and Lauren, I'll ask you both, because I know we're checking both our legacy Gmail account as well as our new K-12 account. Do we or have we received any public comments for the record?
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to check for public comment.
Do you have access?
Yes, yeah, sorry.
No problem. And Shannon, do you want to check the...
Yeah, not into the .edu box.
Perfect.
.edu box, rather.
Great, no worries. Just take a peek here at the Gmail account. Yep, no public comment in the Gmail account. Thank you so much. Okay, so moving along through the agenda, next up we have the approval of the January 26, 2023 public board minutes. Those were circulated in the board packet, but as usual, just want to give everyone a moment just to refresh and review before we move to a motion to approve. So please take a moment just to review the minutes. At this time, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the minutes from the January 26, 2023 board meeting.
I move.
Thank you, Annabelle. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Janine. Any comments, feedback, or questions? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any objections? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you so much. Next up on our agenda, we have the website monitoring report. I did meet with our board secretary, Lauren Holland, and we have not received that document yet for the month of February. So upon receipt, we will circulate that to the board. Additionally, though, in your board package, you would have seen a new document, one that we haven't reviewed before. We did receive from the state on January 31st an overview of our child find responsibilities for initial evaluations to ensure that we are compliant. The letter does outline that we are compliant and will continue to pass along any additional documentation that we receive from DOE reviewing compliance to the board for informational purposes. But with that said, are there any questions about that document in your board package? Okay, thanks, Becky. And all. So perfect. So as I mentioned, website monitoring report we passed along upon receipt. Next up, we have.
Do we have to approve that?
We do not.
Okay, good.
That's informational only. Okay. So next up on the agenda, we have our head of school report, but Courtney is not with us at this moment, so I'm going to skip over that for now, and we'll move into committee reports. So first up, we have executive committee. So for this particular month, We did push our executive committee meeting, so we do not have any updates this month. However, we'll resume normal time next month, and we'll come with an update to the board. Next up, we have development with Becky.
Good evening. So you probably started to get messages. I know that my email's being bombarded with June more 24, which is next week. So that's March 2nd, starting at 6 o'clock. And then it's for 24 hours, so across the 2 days. We do have our page set up. I looked into it today just to confirm that we're there. So we're listed, and then I did take a look at the like the bonus hours, which I know we usually try to like win all of them or participate in them in some way. Some of them are just like drawings at random with organizations that are listed. And there's different tiers for those organizations. So based on your annual budget or how big or small you are, you qualify for certain prizes. And I did highlight the ones where we've traditionally kind of worked on those. And I think what I'm going to do is probably just send out a recap of this to everybody afterwards, because there's no real sense in looking at it now. But I do have a little schedule that I created, and I'm going to work with Courtney on getting some communications out. A lot of it is through social media, so if you do have a Facebook or like an Instagram account, I'm going to include all of the all of the tags that you should include, and just sharing it along with everybody. But then we will be sending out emails, like a reminder email the day before, because that first hour there's a bonus. That's like $500 for the first 20 organizations that get 25 unique donations. So 25 unique donations just means 25 individuals. So like I couldn't go on and donate 25 times and win. It has to be individual, different people. And they will give out 20 of those. So that there's a good chance that we could get that. And then a couple other ones that I highlighted throughout the 2 days. So I'll make sure to send that out. And then again, working with Courtney on the language around that email that we're going to send out, just to encourage folks to go online and donate. And then I have to double check with her on what we did last year, but I set a goal for $20,000, which I think we can do, because I think last year was maybe around like 15. So always pushing for more, which is kind of like the objective with this, because this really is one of our bigger online fundraisers aside from like the year-end campaign that we do. So that will be taking place next week, so I'll work closely with Courtney on that. If anyone has any questions, hopefully I'll answer them in the note that I send out to everyone, but feel free to ask me about that. I don't really have any other updates as far as fundraising matters at this time, so that's it.
Thanks, Becky.
You're welcome.
I would say we do typically increase our communication to the board during that time as well to keep you updated. Janine, Becky, Courtney, and I are typically watching the, in real time. But
on
phone. On our phones.
A lot of texting.
Someone sent out a blah. So just, I ask you to accept those requests with grace and give us a little grace, because we get very excited about this. But like Becky said, it's usually a very, it's really such a great opportunity to give back, and one that our FSMA community really responds well to. So we appreciate your support in advance. And Becky, thanks
definitely
for putting a summary together for us for our action plan.
Yeah, are you going to actually put a schedule out for us, like, to target certain bonuses?
Yeah, so I'm a dingbat, and I printed and then forgot that I printed it, so I hired.
No, that's fine. Yeah, no, I just think we have said in the years past, if we have, like, a schedule targeted, we can sure, which I'm all in favor of, because that means I don't have to do the 3 a.m. slot yet again. Right?
Well,
I think Lorenzo, she's going to be up. She's up anyway. So.
Yeah, so the 3 a.m. slot is the first 20 orgs to get a donation of any amount will get $100.
Right.
So that's why that's like such a hot one, because most of them you have to get like a certain number, or like some of them, it's just a random drawing, so there's no reason to really worry about that. But I tried to highlight the ones that were 500 or more, and then the easy ones like that. So, we'll send something out. And I think that with our Facebook, I think that Courtney can easily pre-do a time post. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Schedule the posts ahead of time, so if we know which ones we want to target, and then we can just, highlight
them. I think the two things that we –
didn't work on ahead of time that we've said for the past 2 years we really should try to coordinate is there's the bonus for like the most states in the country, and we've kind of thought, based on we have a pretty good sized population, people know that we could maybe coordinate so that we were getting a donation. And then there's like the donation from like the furthest away, mm-hmm. which like geographically, and I can't remember, it was like Australia last year or something like that. Wait, you had England. I was
we
like,
did.
That wasn't
we
even
do.
Close.
We have
I
members
know.
In Australia now.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, whatever we think, you know, those little things. And again, those aren't like a dollar amount. Like, so you could just say, hey, could you donate $10? Yeah. And usually, so I don't know, to the extent we can try to get some of those bonuses, they really do add up, you know, when you get 500 here, 500 there, you know, and then the pool at the end, you know, the percentage pool. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, for sure. I'll make sure to outline all of those, because I just looked at the bonus, like the power, whatever they call them, power hours, but I knew that there was like all of the sponsors that they list ahead of time before that, there's definitely some ones in there too, and I'll outline those.
Thank you, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Janine.
It's my favorite time of the year.
I know it is. I know.
I'm going to try not to stay up the entire night this year.
I know. Me too. Me too. Last year when the alarm went off at 3, I was not my best self, but did it. But we'll look forward to that. So thank you for putting that together. Any other questions for Becky? Okay. All right, Matt, pass it over to you for the finance update.
Sure. Thanks, Megan. So for the period ending January 31st, 2023, represents 7 months of the fiscal school year, which is 58% of the year. During the month of January, we collected almost $48,000 of revenue, the biggest chunks of which were cafeteria funds and education sustainment funds, leaving us with just under $100,000 outstanding, which we expect to receive this month and early next. Budgeted expenses to date are coming in just under $5.9 million, which is 59% of budgeted expenditures, but once you remove the debt service cap impact, it's at 56%, so we're still a little bit ahead versus the calendar year, so no issues there. In general, the budget's final budget's been updated in the cash flow tab for the financials. Let's see, and then there was a recode in the budget between revenue and expenses of $4,000. It wasn't extra revenue, it just was a swap. Reserves are unchanged at $1,452,000 with another $100,000 bond replacement fund. We do expect to decrease in cash this year, $47,000 to $2.390 million, but a big chunk of that is really, we're putting in almost, there's a big chunk of security funds, capital investment driving that down. So on our normal operations, we're actually cash flow creative on the year. We're in good shape on our debt service calculation as it stands right now at 1.3, so pretty good clearance, and we'll keep monitoring that and keeping our eye on that. We're working on a list of things, of levers that we can kind of keep out in the forefront of the year that we could pull if things tighten up. And then there are plenty of cash on hand, keeping us well ahead of the 45-day OPEX covenant requirement. Any questions about the January narrative as it was read?
Okay. Any other updates before we move for a motion? Okay. Thank you, Matt, for that update. So with that said, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the January narrative and financials as presented.
Motion.
Thank you, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And a second.
Second.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Any comments, questions, or additional feedback? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any abstentions? Any opposed? All right, thank you. Motion carries. Thank you, Matt. All right, last up for committee reports, I'll pass it over to Shannon for a governance update.
Thank you, Megan. So very late update today. So the governance committee didn't have an opportunity to meet last month. That said, we did share out some additional recruiting resources that are there, continue to push for the recruiting efforts for new board members. So yeah, just additional updates there to come in the future, hopefully. But other than that, looking forward to regrouping next month.
Awesome. Thank you. Any questions for Shannon or anyone need any additional, support or materials for recruiting efforts?
My only question is, have we completely done away with open elections? Have we done away with that in the bylaws at all? I'm trying to remember.
I thought we were trying to revise the process, but...
But not completely eliminate it.
Correct.
I'm just wondering if we're going to do a school-wide solicitation. Mm-hmm. What's the timing for that?
That's good. If we could add that to the
agenda. Or get a timeline together, because it's February now, and we should be thinking about it and sending out info.
Yep, sounds good.
Take
that away to the committee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Shannon.
Sorry,
thanks, Janine.
I just have conflicts every time you have a meeting,
okay.
And I mean to be there, but... You just conflict with your meeting always conflicts with a different board. It's like you're always just there. So.
I know, I need to talk to Rob. Every slot we pick, I think, for governance has that. So, but thank you, Shannon, for taking that away,
absolutely.
And Janine for bringing that up. Any other questions or comments or resources that we can take back for governance to continue to consider for recruiting efforts? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, we've concluded our agenda as it stands with the, we did have to pass over the head of school report as Courtney's not present with us at the moment. So at this time, I would like to ask for a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Thank you, Janine, and a second?
Second.
Thank you, Shannon Tumalo. We are moving into executive session at 6:25 p.m. At 7:20 p.m., we are returning from executive session to public session. Please note that no action or votes were taken during executive session as we discussed a student matter. At this moment, I would like to ask for a motion to adjourn our public meeting for this evening.
So moved.
Thank you, Janine Salomon. And a second?
Second.
Oh, thank you, Matt and Becky. With that, we will conclude our board meeting at 7:21 p.m. Thank you.